boo-boos. It is baking with bedtime time. I was planning on making sugar cookies, but I don't feel like making them. I want chocolate, so chocolate cookies it is. I will link the recipe I'm using in the post, as well as some pics, and yeah, in the background you will hear Mum yelling at the TV. She's currently watching the cricket. My mum is an absolute tragic when it comes to sports. So, yep. Okay. Let's find this recipe. Okay. Preheat oven. Oven is already preheating. In a large bowl, sugar and oil. Okay. All right, guys, let's do this. So the cookies I'm making are ones I've never made before, so this should be fun. But they look really, really good. And I had just enough sugar. Note to self, buy more sugar. That goes out. I have everything, well, pretty much everything out already, but I'm so disorganized and my brain is struggling to brain. There we go. Oh, that might be a bit too much. Still a bit too much. Hopefully this won't be as chaotic as the last baking with bedtime. Because, yeah, it was a bit crazy. Oof, ASMR noises. One thing I always forget is the flax seeds to make a flax egg. Of course, things fall out of the fridge. Ugh. Wouldn't be me without some accidents. Okay. We're cool. We cool. We cool, cool, cool. Crisis aversion. Okay, so I need a tablespoon of flax. Flax seeds, non-dairy milk, vanilla. Okay. So, just gonna combine the flax seeds into the sugar mixture. Then I'll add, I'm using almond milk today because it was the first one I grabbed. How much is it? How much milk? It's a quarter of a cup. Okay. Oh, that sounds gross. I swear it was just milk going into a glass jug. Okay. And and then vanilla. Gotta open the new vanilla. There we go. There we go. And it's how much vanilla? A teaspoon. So 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Okay, this looks promising. This looks like it could be something. Okay. Because I am using cocoa powder, I'm actually using the really good cocoa powder for this. Because treat yourself. I'm gonna have to grab a sieve. There we go. See, I know what I'm doing. And it is 1/2 cup of cocoa. Hopefully I've got enough of the good cocoa. Fingers crossed. Oh yeah, I should have enough. Just gotta break it up because it's all like clumped together. Ah. Oh yeah. And I've still got more. Cool. I had more cocoa than I thought. So I think I might deviate a little from the recipe. And just add a little bit of instant coffee just to really bring out the chocolate flavor. So hopefully, well, it shouldn't taste like crap because chocolate and coffee goes pretty well. More ASMR sounds. So that's the cocoa powder. I'm just gonna mix that in real quick. Ooh, it looks like brownie batter right now. Which, you know, I mean, brownies are awesome. That. Now we need to add some baking powder and the flour. teaspoon. Yep, and half a, and a quarter teaspoon of salt. Okay. So there's a teaspoon of baking powder. Flax and salt are always the things I forget. There we go. And now for the flour, which is 1 1/4 cups. And I don't think I have a quarter cup measure out. It's still in here. Got it. I got it. I'm such an idiot. Okay. Now the flour. I'm gonna need flour too. There we go. Can sift the flour through and then mix everything up. Put the dirty stuff in the sink quick. Look at me trying to be all efficient. Okay. So if these work out, they're actually really, really easy. Nothing complicated. Ooh. Guys, it's happening. It's happening. It's looking like something. I also like that this recipe doesn't require using a stand mixer because I don't have one. And I don't have, well, I technically have like a hand mixer, but it's really old and it's about to die like my blender just did. That blender I'd had for like 8 years, 7 years. It was only a cheap one, so it did its time. Now it can rest in peace. Okay. Okay, this stuff kind of reminds me of Play-Doh. Gonna use my hands, which yes are clean. Just to work in the last bit of the flour. Oh, that smells like brownies. Oh, this is gonna be good. Guys, I think we're onto a winner. I definitely think we are onto a winner. Smells, the dough smells super chocolatey. Oh yes. Okay. I did a thing, you guys. Okay. Let's see if I can wash my hands without getting water everywhere. What do you know? I can. I'm an adult. Okay. Now, I don't remember if I need to let the dough rest or not. Like, some cookie doughs, you have to let the dough rest for at least an hour. Some, it's 24. My favorite choc chip cookie recipe, you have to let it rest in the fridge for a day, which is so annoying, but they're so good. Okay, let's see. Nope, you don't. Yes, that's what we like to see. Okay, easy peasy pumpkin peasy. So let's prepare a baking sheet, shall we? Sorry, had flour on my phone. Oh yeah, perfect fit without even measuring. Your girl's got skills. Okay. Now we need sugar. Well, powdered sugar. Which we have here. Gonna put it in another bowl. So we don't get dough in the icing sugar or powdered sugar, whatever you would like to call it. Hopefully that'll be enough. Please be raining outside. Huh. Looks like it has been a little. Ooh, you can smell the smoke. Rain, please. Okay. Let's try this again without dropping my phone. Okay, got my assembly line. Got my phone. All right. That looks like a bit too much. Yep, should do. Okay. This is gonna sound super boring. All I'm doing is just portioning out the cookie dough, rolling it into a ball, and then tossing it in icing or powdered sugar. There we go. They look kind of weird, but apparently this is what you're meant to do. I'm gonna trust the recipe. Yeah. Hopefully all this powdered sugar doesn't burn or anything. Because that would be like awful. Burnt sugar is just gross. So, how has everyone's week been? Because mine's been weird. I had a day where I didn't go into work because I had really bad nightmares the night before. And then the next day I ended up having to leave work early because we got evacuated due to smoke. And then the next day we didn't have work at all. So yeah, it's been a bit weird. And then last night I decided I was going to have a couple of drinks before going to the hospital to visit a friend who got admitted to hospital on her birthday, which is just bullshit. And now it's Sunday and I am making cookies. And not the cookies I was going to make. But you know what? If these turn out, I might just make these for Christmas. Because there are so many bloody chocolate fiends on both sides of my family. If they work out, they're going to be a huge hit. So, fingers crossed. I can fit another two cookies. And then, ooh, this one's gonna be a bit big. I might just squeeze a little bit. Sorry. That sounded unintentionally dirty. Okay. I really hope these turn out like kind of brownie-ish because that would be amazing. Like brownie cookies. That would be awesome. Okay. There we go. Yes, I am licking sugar off my fingers. Sue me. Let's get a photo. Cool. In they go. And they go in for 10 minutes. Well, 10 to 12 minutes. I'll check them in 10. Put the timer on. Go wash my hands again. This is actually relatively calm. I'm surprised. I am shook. But I will take it. Okay, so they have like 9.5 minutes to go. Wish me luck. Let's see if it's at least cool outside. It's okay. I can at least hear the timer from out here. Got sugar all over my phone. So, yeah, weird week. But I hope everyone else's week is pretty good. I have some scripts that I will hopefully record tonight. There's one in particular that I'm really looking forward to, and I'm hoping that the script writer turns it into a series because it could be really, really fun. My first exclusive on Vanilla Audio was released a couple of days ago, which is a little daunting, but kind of cool. Yeah, it's just been one of those weeks. I was planning on recording on Thursday, but my voice was just a bit meh. And then Friday was a train wreck. Saturday was a train wreck. So today, you're getting a baking audio with some rambling. Yeah, I'm hoping I'll fall into a regular schedule. I kind of want to aim for 3 uploads a week, so maybe, well, last weekend and I guess this weekend I'm doing baking audios, so I might do baking audios for the weekends, and then the GFE audios during the week. 1 or 2, depending. I know I've gone from uploading every day to uploading sporadically, but life has a way of kicking you in the butt. And honestly, I'm trying to go for quality over quantity. At first, audios were just a bit of a happy accident, and I didn't think anyone would actually like them, and now it's actually, hey, this is something I enjoy doing, there are people who enjoy listening, so I'm going to actually put more effort into it. Not that I didn't put effort in before, I just mean like more effort, more time, more energy into it, and yeah, so hopefully everything just sorts itself out and I'll start uploading on a regular schedule. So just bear with me, I've got one week left at work. I finish on Friday and then I'm off for a few weeks, so that will hopefully give me time to kind of get some stuff done. I'll hopefully get some recording done and really just get ahead. I think you guys may have noticed I'm starting to edit my audios a bit more. I'm trying to get my head around Audacity, and it's very complicated, at least to me, but I'm wanting to do it, and I think it's making a bit of a difference. Honestly, I'm just super tired. I'm just so ready for it to be like Christmas holidays and to just sleep. and sleep. So yeah. Next week is gonna be hectic, as it's like the final week of work, and you know, everyone wants to do their Christmas stuff, and hey, we should catch up because it's Christmas, and you've got the Christmas work party and whatnot and what have you, and it's just like, But oh well, I will survive. Please be what I think it is. Please let that be what I think it is. Rain one time? I can see like little droplets splashing down, and I don't know if that's from some birds that are on the roof, or if it's actually raining. Well, I know it's not bird poop, because it doesn't look like bird poop. Birds, you wouldn't do that to me, would ya? No, because they're wet. What the hell? Nope. They weren't pooping. So I guess it might actually rain soon, which would be great. Now, if it could just rain over the catchment, over the dam, and we can get out of this drought, and maybe over the fires too, that'd be great. Let's go in and have a look at these cookies, shall we? I've got a minute to go. Let's have a look. I think I'm gonna let them go for another. They've got a minute, so I might just do 3 minutes, make it 12 instead of 10. Okay. They don't quite look like the picture of the cookies, but they smell good. So hopefully that extra couple of minutes, they'll turn into what they're meant to turn into. Because, yeah, it says, the more powdered sugar you use, the prettier the cookies will be. Right now they just look like a ball that's been covered in sugar. So, fingers crossed. You know it's bad when it's too hot to drink tea. And it is too hot to drink tea. And that annoys me because I would really, really love a cup. And I haven't got anything to make iced tea. Sad. Someone bring me iced tea, please. Nope, no one magically showed up. Boo. Not that I actually expected someone to magically show up, but it would have been cool. Yeah, those cookies really do smell like brownies. And I'm okay with that. I am cool with that. Who doesn't love brownies, you know? Let's see, what else have I got to tell you guys? Told you about what's going on with work and why I haven't been recording as much and that I could really use it to rain. And yeah. And that I just want to sleep for like a million years. If someone could like arrange that for me, I would appreciate it massively. Because I really do feel like I could sleep for a couple of years. That would be a dream. And there goes the timer. Well, fingers crossed, boo-boos. Let's hope this works. Oh, they look better. They look really cute, actually. And but they really do smell like brownies. Like, holy fuck. Ow. Yep, just burning my leg. Okay, I'm just gonna transfer them to a wire rack so I can... Oh, this might not be a good idea. Nope. Shit. Shit, 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 shit. Because I don't have another cookie sheet at the moment. It is currently occupied. Come on, I need the cookie sheet. I just let them. Might just leave them for 10 minutes. Let them cool down so that I can move them over and then put the next batch in the oven. So while I'm waiting, I will pause and get back to you guys.